Got that funky music playing.
So. I was going to say, the music's pretty good today.
Drum and fat beat. Give me that fat dick.
Yeah, I don't think they can hear the music, though.
No. So what's going on? I just told you to give me that fat dick.
Oh, I got you.
Don't give me that fat dick, though. I almost told that dude in there if he could not make my shit because he has very tiny shorts on. And I don't know if you're like me, but when any dude makes my shit, I'm like, hey, is there a woman nearby? Because...
So you're saying you're just very misogynistic with the way you consume food.
Look, man, I've been wearing the same jeans all week. And men aren't very clean, as clean as women.
I don't know, man. You know what? I'm going to say this right now. I'm going to put all you ladies on blast. All y'all. All right? You guys like to come off like you're the cleaner, the prettier. You are the prettier. But as the cleaner of the sexes, like you guys take care of yourselves better. You kind of do. But y'all are hot messes. All
right? Right.
You look pretty. You're like the equivalent of a house. Fuck. Check out this analogy. Houses look real nice, right? You go right. Buy a new house and you're like, man, look at the drywall, the stucco's all nice and shit. But if you ever slice that wall open and look and see what's behind there, it's usually all fucked up. Shit in the back, the foam isn't put in evenly. Some construction guy finished his meal and just threw the wrappers into the wall, you know? There's like cutouts and holes fixed. That's how it is, man. Every time you go to like, let's say a nice dentist's office and he's got a really nice office, all that shit's all bullshit-ass drywall that was patched up like it was some like filler off some like you got your car dented and they just put a bunch of Bondo on it. That's all it is. And just like that, how women are sometimes. You'll be like, oh man, they're clean. You know how you know a woman's clean? This is two ways. Men, listen up. Men, you're looking to get serious with the woman, right? You're like, all right, I'm looking to settle down. This is how you figure out how is my song right here. This is how you figure out how clean a woman truly is. Too clean. In my history of interacting with women, these are the two constants where you figure out how clean she is.
Okay.
One, her car. Right. And now you got to catch her when she doesn't know you're going to look at her car or you're going to go with her in her car. Right.
Break into her car.
Yeah, if you have to. You look in the back, and if she's got like cans that she threw back there, she's got like fucking protein shakes back there, she's got like water bottles back there, she's like done with the wrappers and she's just throwing them into the back seat. Like the back seat has now become a trash can. That's a fucking red flag. All right? So I know. Saying, I've known women who do that.
So you're saying that coochie might be a little funky and those mental problems might be a little funky
as well.
No.
I'm not saying that her coochie's not clean. All I'm saying...
I said mental problems. We can get past the coochie.
Maybe. Fuck? So my second thing is if... Because, you know, girls, if you're going to come over to your girl's place and she's like, oh, yeah, okay, just give me 20 minutes. That's not because she's getting ready for you. That's because she's cleaning up her house, right? But you know what they always forget? You go to their bathroom. And if they've got shit all on top of the fucking, on top of like the, what is it fucking called? The countertop?
Countertop.
Where you wash your hands. If there's shit everywhere, blow dryers, hair straighteners, makeup, lipstick, lotions, electric toothbrushes. If there's so much shit on there that you couldn't just sit on the counter if you wanted to just for shits and giggles, that right there tells you. That's a clear indication as to exactly how clean she is. Because everything else she touched up because she knew you were going to be on. You're going to be all around that area, right? But all that bullshit-ass makeup.
Didn't know you're
that right there tells you.
Right?
That right there tells you. I'm just saying, guys. Life tip.
Dang, son.
Life tip.
Going deep.
I'm just saying, life tip. We're here for education, personal development, life tips. That's what this podcast is all about.
That's what we're about.
This is weird.
I'm pretty sure this man stole this chick.
This is weird.
Should we call the cops?
So you want to tell the people what's going on right now? This is weird.
I'm uncomfortable.
So tell the people what we just saw.
We're outside the local Starbucks. Yeah. And just down the street, we hear some people playing some music. And we're like, oh, it's probably some old people walking, you know. We're in the older part of town right here, where all the old people live. But no, it's a dude, like a middle-aged man, like 45 or so.
Probably about right.
Possibly older, with like a little girl walking with them. Like, what, 5'4" maybe?
Young, really young.
And they're just walking down the street. He's playing some country music, and they're both minorities listening to country music. The fuck?
It's just weird. It's like,
and it's just,
is that what dads are doing now? Just walking around with their daughter
when it's your
in the middle of the night?
It's what, 10 o'clock?
Late. It's not early. And it's like you're walking around like a busy street. It's not even like, I could see if it was your neighborhood. You know, you're walking around going to the park with your daughter or some shit. I don't know why you would do it this late at night. Maybe because it's like living in hell during the day, but I don't know, man. That's crazy.
I mean, we are in the good part of town, but
I've never seen that before.
It's so awkward.
I mean, if that is innocent, good for them. If it's not, then that's just creepy. Look at the temperature, dog. No wonder it's nice out here.
I mean,
holy shit. How about to leave you to go boost that car right there?
Maybe they are and just enjoying a walk. I don't know.
Wow, that's crazy. That's crazy. The 30-degree difference between day and night.
I hope these people don't come out here and say they're going to be mad.
I hope so, too. Because I'm about to get into some debauchery shit.
That man hype.
That one rap song that came up earlier.
Yeah, he's a hey Panini, don't you be a meanie.
Oh shit.
That song, I fucked you. I'm playing.
Oh man. Hey, I still got that thing for indoor laser tag. We should have gone to that.
Oh shit, we should do that. Now that I know how the gun works.
I will own you.
Dude, I was doing the gun wrong till like the last 2 minutes. I'm gonna start doing it. I can do it now. I know the gun works. Start busting caps. But yeah, that was weird, man. We had two very uncomfortable things happen the last two times.
What was the last time?
That dude who was like marinating that girl.
Forgot girl's about back. That guy. That's at the other Starbucks.
Yeah,
yeah, man. The guy that was like just feeling her up. At some point, his hand just disappeared to the back of her shirt. Which, look, man, I can't be hypocritical because I've done it. But I've never done it, like, in front of people. It's not like, it's, you know, I'm not a complete degenerate, okay? Like, I'll go somewhere private to do my degenerate shit so you guys don't have to watch my degenerateness. Most you'll hear is just some fucking Discovery Channel noises, and you're like, what the hell is going on? Since when do we have tigers in the Serengeti?
It's just normal. It's normal shit. Normal nature shit. But, yeah, I'll just whip out the hammer and be like, hey,
like take Thor's Mjolnir. What is it? How do you say Nomir? That fucking Mjolnir? Damn it, Mjolnir.
I call my dick the Odin son.
I just made the connection that the fucking Halo Master Chief armor is named after fucking Thor's hammer.
You're stupid. Anyways, but yeah, I don't know. Weird. Hopefully we don't. Hopefully that's not a thing. Like, literally two actual aliens from the Area 51 raid could have walked by and been like, what's up, guys?
And we'd have been like, hey, what's up, dude?
What's up, man? Want to get on this? Be like, yeah, shout out to Zygon and Ziggy Zagoon.
Alpha Centauri. Tell them we said what's up. Tell me that Uber back home.
Yeah, fuck Alpha Quadrant. Those are weak N-words. Like, whoa, don't get racist on us. But yeah, man. So I took that one dude I watch sometimes.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I took him out. So he's like, I was like, on a Tuesday when I saw him, I'm like, hey, man, what do you want to do on Friday when we go out for a while? He's like, oh, probably go eat at Whataburger. I'm like, the fuck is Whataburger, bro?
You've never eaten at Whataburger?
No, because I keep saying Whataburger. Or Whataburger, but it's not Whataburger.
No, it's not water.
What a burger.
Yeah, it's what a burger, yeah.
Literally.
Yeah.
For 30... How old am I?
32, dog.
31 years, I've been saying Whataburger.
Yeah, it's what a burger. It's like when you're like, God damn, what a burger. It's not God damn, Aquaman, water burgers.
Yeah. So I was like, the fuck is a water burger, man? I'm like, where is there even one? He's like, oh, it's on the way to Arrowhead Mall. I was like, oh. And then my supervisor was like, oh, I love those burgers. Those are good. She lives right around the area. I was like, oh, okay. Are they good? She's like, yeah, they're great. I was like, oh, okay. So then we went over there. I got them today, and then we went over there. I was like, man, this is the most Caucasian place I've been in at least a good 2 months.
Come on. Culver's is probably more so than that.
No, it's really not.
No?
No. It's really not. And I was like, man, you need a free Wi-Fi. When you can't afford Wi-Fi, you got to come to Starbucks. And so I was like, man, this place is weird, bro. Because they don't have ketchup in the dispenser, right? Like, they walk around with the little trays and like, hey.
Yeah, it's like old school. It's like old school. It's like the when they used to come up to your car window and you're like,
yeah.
Hey.
Yeah, yeah. And I was like, this is crazy. And I will say, it's reasonably priced, though.
Yeah, it's not bad. They have a really good, if you're into green chili shit, mm-hmm. they got a good green chili burger. That's how I went to Sonic the other day. Yesterday. Oh, yeah? Yesterday, I went to Sonic. And we're at Sonic, ordered some shit, and I'm gonna tell you how big of a fat fuck I am, right? Oh, I'm such a fat fuck, that my order came, and we were like eating or whatnot, and I'm halfway through my burger until I realize that I didn't get the right burger.
Which one did you get?
I got a green chili burger, and I had something with like a cheeseburger with bacon. And I'm like, this ain't right. Why is there bacon in this? Long story short, they got the order wrong twice. And we ended up getting like double the food. It was like a different burger, different wings, like two orders of like cheese sticks, two orders of fries for like the price of half of that.
And you're fast. You care. You're like,
I'm fast. Like, well, I'm trying everything.
Hey, this is wrong. No.
And I'm like, oh. I'm like, you want this burger back?
these fucking chicken. Sorry, I had to swallow.
You want
these chicken wings are wrong too.
I'll give this back. I'll wait one more bite before you take it.
One hey, more you bite. Bring me some water. I need to choke this down. Inside, they're like, make sure you spin this burger. Got any nut? We got any nut we can put on this burger?
Oh, please no. Please no.
But yeah, man.
Got any nuts?
Thomas onion.
That gets a fucking flavor. It's like you said it like it was like you go to Starbucks and it's like a hazelnut flavor. You're like, I need an extra nut.
We add a nut? Yeah, man. Oh. Yeah.
Oh, that's horrible.
Yeah. But yeah, what a burger. Most Caucasian place I've been to.
Oh, that might be my new thing I'm going to say to people. I'm like, you want some nut? Mm-hmm. Wow. Oh, wow.
But yeah, man. But what a burger was good.
Yeah, yeah, it's not bad, man. I think I rate it higher than Sonic.
You know, Sonic's used to be good. Their quality went down a bit.
Nah, man, their quality's good. I remember back in high school? Back in high school, when we were in high school, and we could walk across the street to Sonic.
I would kill somebody. Remember back in the day, you would kill somebody?
For that Sonic?
For that Sonic. Man.
Oh, yeah. And Subway was right there, too, and we were like, man, that's good shit. Compare that trash we have in the cafeteria. We're like, Sonic,
what
man.
What is this? Oof. Fucking possum? What are we eating? And you get those chicken strips in the back. Remember how fucking legit those were?
The chicken strips in the back were good.
That dude, was the secret menu. How the fuck did we even get over there?
I'm going to tell you what, dude. If those are still as good as they were back in the day, the chicken tenders at our high school were better than the chicken tenders at Sonic.
I haven't found a place better. Cane's?
That's crazy.
Nope.
Cane's not as good. Popeyes are good, but they're more... like chicken. What I'm like.
You're fucking stupid.
Like, you go to Popeyes. through more chicken.
Damn it, I hate this chicken in my chicken strips. Where's the rib meat?
There's more breading in the high school ones, but also it's a very thin piece of chicken. Popeyes is literally a giant ass piece of chicken with light breading.
Right.
So it's more chicken, less strip. It's more chicken, less strip.
Where's my cartilage?
It's more chicken, less strip. So I'm just saying.
I only want rat tail. Whatever tails are made of. That's the only thing I want in my chicken strip. Yeah. Those are good. I just remember that I think we were literally sophomore before we figured out that was a fucking thing. Because that was like a fucking secret menu.
Well, remember, people had to run to that line because otherwise you'd be waiting a long time.
Yeah, because that was some like secret shit. Like when you're a freshman, you didn't even know. You didn't even know what that was. You couldn't get that.
Remember how legit it was though when we first went to high school and we went from junior high that you didn't have any options on meals. It was literally what was there. Mm-hmm. So it was like whatever the cafeteria ladies made. Usually you end up getting those stupid rectangular pizza slices where you're like, these are terrible, but they're the best thing here. And I'm going to douse them in ranch because it's the only thing that makes them taste good.
That ranch wasn't ranch. That was mayonnaise.
Disgusting. You're like mayonnaise with nut.
Yeah, that was nut. That was 100% bull semen.
Oh, no. So, Anyways, and you went from that.
That's why you're so strong. You're like, what the fuck am I so strong?
It's all the years of
bulls. Teacher's like, I need some 5 strong boys to help me lift some shit. You're like, fuck yeah.
I was, so anyways, we went from there, we went to high school. In high school, we had options. Mm. It's like, first of all, you had the normal cafeteria shit, which probably included the rectangular pizza.
Yeah, I think so.
And then you had the salad bar, which we quickly learned that was a chick thing. It was like, oh, yeah, only girls go to the salad bar because they're trying to maintain their figures, some shit. Whatever, you're like, fat fucks are like, we want food.
Yeah, I'm like, yeah, that's what they told me. I'm like, I don't think you see the salad I make. I make a ridiculous amount of salad. Like, the lady at the end is giving me a dirty-ass look. I'm like, this whole thing
is... Did they weigh it? Is that how they worked?
No, I think it was like
whatever you want, as much as you want. You're like, just take the tub out of the salad. Like, that's all I need. And then just pour a soup amount worth of ranch, and then we're good.
I'm like, this real ranch? No bull semen?
I need the bull semen to stay strong, lady.
I'm like, can I mix and match some? I just need a little bit.
So then, like, after we figured out the chicken tenders are in the back, I think sophomore and junior, we were basically, like, chicken tenders.
Yeah, man.
Chicken tenders is life.
Yeah, because once they finally told us, because I don't know who told us, they're like, hey, have you ever gone to the back? Because
it was hidden, right?
Yeah, it's hidden.
It was, like, behind the high school.
Yeah, it was behind.
Behind the cafeteria.
Yeah.
So it's like you went to the cafeteria and people would just sit in line. But then there was an area behind.
There's so many lines in the cafeteria. There was that one line where the weirdos would go. Like, that was basic lunch. Then you had, like, the, like, extra line for, like, I don't know, extra food. It was, like, pizza and, like chicken sandwiches and shit. And then there was another line. That was the salad bar line. Then there was, like, the snack bar that had, like, just snacks, like cookies and shit. And then there was one more line on the wall. I don't know what the fuck that was. And then, yeah, there was the one outside. You had to go through the doors to get out there.
Yeah, until
somebody told us, they're like, hey, have you gone out there? I'm like...
What's out there?
What the fuck is out there? Drugs?
Is there weed out there?
Yeah, I'll take some weed. Weed?
Yeah, man, I remember that. I was like, wow, that's crazy.
Yeah, man. Shit was good.
It's been...
And that was legit ranch, because that ranch was in a package. No bullshit.
That's right. Yeah. It was prepackaged.
You had to...
That's right.
You unseal it. Yeah.
It wasn't like the one in the... pan.
Yeah.
It was like a Venom suit, just move on its own.
No,
just like,
nobody touched it. Nobody put their dick in it. Nobody.
Wow, man. It's been a long fucking time.
We gotta go to a football game this year. We see walk around the high school.
Isn't it over? Football season?
It just started.
It is? We should go.
Yeah.
We should go.
Yeah, I guess see what Friday I'm off. I'm available.
That's crazy, man.
Yeah, man. Good shit back then. Look, man, this guy with the shorts.
No, I don't want to see you.
Those too short.
I can't see you.
This is too short. Make my drink. Get some leg hair in here.
Oh, you keep staring at him, dog. Staring at
so
him like
he's white and shiny. I got to.
Shit. Oh,
the way he's mopping this floor is not sanitary.
So what's going on with you, dog? What's new? What's new in your world?
Oh, nothing much, man. Getting that working on.
You've been working a lot lately.
Yeah, man. I gotta save up for you know, that Tesla I want.
You're like that, and all the poon I'm trying to get.
That's right, all that poon. All that poon costs money.
Poon tastes funny. I was gonna say.
Don't come free. Gotta throw money at it.
That's the only way it relaxes,
that's
right?
The only way. That's what it only. Damn. Bitch, you need to take that back to CarMax. Yeah, it's the only way it opens up. Gotta throw some money at it.
Sad how that could be true.
Yeah. I was hearing all the stories from random people about these giant dicks lately. And I was just like,
degenerate friends.
Yeah, I was like, look, man, I need somebody to be measuring these dicks because I'm feeling just not adequate anymore. Everybody's like, wow, I just got fucking plastered with this 12-inch dick. I'm like, wow. Okay, what episode of Bang Bros was he on so I can see it?
Dude, this right here is like 12 inches right here.
Yeah, bro.
That's like 12 inches right there.
That's fucking huge.
That's probably it's probably about 12 inches.
It's fucking big, man.
Yeah, man. Yeah.
That's a lot of dick.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's too big.
Depends on who you are, dog, because some chicks are up for the challenge. You know, it's funny. We talked about this on previous podcasts, and actually just recently, too. Like, you think about people, and just like some people are just looking just to be fucking splitting down the seam and shit. Like, you look at the Thor guy from Game of Thrones and his girlfriend, and you're just like, what's going on there? Like, is your thing that you want to see the wave coming up and down your...
Wow.
You know what I mean? Like, what's going on?
Hey, I mean, that's your thing. I mean, go for it.
I guess, man. But you better... If you're that chick, the next dude that you date that isn't that guy, what are you going to do? That guy's like 7 foot tall and he's like gigantic. What is your next step? What's your next move? You literally have to go and find Thor, Odin's son.
Yeah, you like not the actor, the actual god.
Yeah,
actual
the actual god. You're going to have to go out and find the Hulk and only fuck him when he's angry. Like, what are you going to do?
Like Thanos, you got to find actual...
You got to find Thanos, yeah. And hope that you can suck his anger away. Like, that's the only way. It's like, come on, ladies. At some point, you got to bring that governor down. You gotta chill. Stop using these fucking giant hog vibrators and just crazy, like, generator-powered devices
to
please yourselves. Yeah, man, you got to bring it down because then you're going to be dating this Joe Blow dude, and he's going to be packing mediocre dick, and you're going to be like, man, I wish he was giving me dick like my Penetrator 5500 that runs off of gas power generator. You know what I mean? Like, you gotta bring that down, man. You know what I'm saying? Like, just like anything else, like every once in a while, like me, I don't ever do this, but I should. I drink a lot of coffee. Like right now, I'm drinking cold brew, and it's way too late in the day for me to be drinking cold brew, right? At some point, when my tolerance goes way too high and I can go to sleep after drinking cold brew, I know it's a problem.
You're like 4 o'clock in the morning.
It's a problem. So then what you do is you weed off of it for a while. You just don't have coffee. It's going to be rough. You might have some withdrawals, you know, like shivers, or you get cold at the wrong times, you know, like in the middle of the day and shit. Some of you ladies might get that when you haven't got dick in a while.
Whatever. It happens.
It happens. But you got to bring that governor down. So when you have coffee again, you're like, wow, this is actually working. It's not making me want to go to sleep.
Wow.
Yeah. And that's what you should be doing with your dick collection.
It's
or
just like when dudes go to like page 97 of
porn. Exactly.
They're like, wow, I've never seen somebody fuck a chair before.
Yeah, when you're no longer looking at Pornhub for just a quick jerk-off session and you're actually doing it for entertainment, you've probably gone too far.
Maybe.
You're like, no, I'm literally interested in the plot of this one movie.
You're like, hey, this doesn't have a better story than Game of Thrones. They lied to me.
And I invested 2 hours in this compilation.
Right, this isn't the best compilation ever.
Some of those are ridiculous, though. Like, I've seen some of them. No, I've come across some compilations, and you're just like, who has the time to put this together?
Serial killers.
And then upload it. But it's like an hour of content. But
hey, stay in your hole. After I get done with this, I'll get to you.
It's crazy, man. Crazy. It's like you have time to put, like, let's say you have one very specific thing. You're like, I'm going to do a compilation video of just the intros of every single video, right? That means that you're literally spending time looking for every single thing for like hours and hours and hours. And then you download them probably, because I highly doubt you own it all. And so you download it all, and then and then you chop it up. Let's be more specific. Like, let's say, because the intros are easy to do. You just chop the front of everything, right? Let's be more specific. Let's say you're really, really, really into the first penetration stroke, right? That means now you got to go through every piece of those videos and find that one specific thing, cut it, put it into another video. You got to go to the next one, go through all the thing, find the specific piece, cut it, throw it in the next one. That's not including rendering. That's not including all the time it takes you to find these videos. It's crazy. You've gone too far, is my point. Calm down and go back to just get to the point where you get turned on by the concept of a naked woman. Do you know what I mean?
When you just type in Pornhub, you're like, oh,
it's over. That was good. Next time I'll get past that anime intro, that little anime cartoon in the beginning that's like making me click on it.
Yeah, it's like best sex you ever had or whatever.
Meet local single. Yeah. Maybe next time I will.
Murder. Fucking murder.
I'm just saying, man. You got to work on that thing.
That's true, man. You can't do anything too much.
Which kind of brings me to one of my things I want to talk about. Part of the governor, right, is that sometimes people get into some weird shit. And I understand that. Okay, I get it. People have fetishes. People have, things they're into. Things they want to try. Maybe people are curious and shit, all right? And I'm a fairly adventurous kind of guy, right? Like, if a girl that I'm talking to is like, oh, man, I have a fantasy doing this, I'm fairly open. There's certain areas, though, that I won't get to.
Pegging.
You won't get to pegging. That's for goddamn sure. That's for goddamn sure, all right? We won't even get near that area. My whole point is I'm willing to try some shit out. You know what I'm saying? If we want to role play or some shit and she's like, oh, today I'll be the maid. I don't have any underwear. Oh, I got to dust the bottom of this shelf. I'm down for that. If she's like, oh man, I wanna pretend like I'm some rich lady in the nice side of town and I have to hire this Mexican to cut the grass and it just get crazy, I'll be the Mexican that cuts the grass. I'm down for it. We'll play a role play. But there's just certain things.
And after you're like, you're really racist. I don't think I can see you anymore.
I got some clear headedness after I busted, and this isn't very good to my people.
Once you pick yourself up off that bed.
Here's the crutches.
Delete my number.
Yeah, I mean, but there's certain things I won't get to. Like one thing I definitely won't do that isn't as extreme as pegging, by the way. It's like if some chick has some weird rape fantasy, like Dane Cook talked about that on his special where he talked about a girl that he dated was like, she wanted to be the rape fantasy. I'm like, I won't even touch that with a pole, dog. That's a problem. First of all, what's making you want to get raped? That's a red flag in itself, right? Number two,
yeah.
I find it creepy. If I got to wear a mask and look outside of your house and look into the window and just like crawl in.
Okay, that's
getting weird.
That's getting real weird.
Yeah. I never also want to get into that position where you're being crazy forceful like that, because then you don't know the difference between what a no when a no means no and a no means yes. Do you know what I mean? This is the weird spot we are right now with society where people are like, no means no. Well, Bill Burr in his recent special made a very good point. Like when a girl's like, no, no. But secretly she's just like, yeah, this is what I want. That's exactly what that fantasy is. It's almost like a, no, don't rape me. But then it's secretly like a rip my shirt open and just go to town, you know? You don't ever want to mix those dynamics. I it's not my thing. And then also, you never want to get to the point where you're into that. Because what if you get to the point where that's all you do now? And that's the only way you can get off. And that relationship doesn't work out. And then you got to meet some other chick. And then you got to try to casually bring up the fact that you're into rape.
Yeah, so we've been together for, seems like forever now, 3 weeks. So I got a weird kink to tell you about. I like to break into your house and rape you.
But you got to really pretend like you don't want me to have sex with
you. You really got to fight me off because I'm really going to try to rape you.
Oh, my God. Dude, that's even dark just you saying it.
Yeah, man. That's extreme. I see where you're coming from.
Yeah, man. You gotta have boundaries of certain things.
So you got to have safe words like banana.
You got to do a safe word that like doesn't have anything to do with it.
When are you ever going to say banana?
Let's say you're fucking in the kitchen and you just knock her over and she hits the banana tray, right? The little hanging banana thing right there with her head. It's going to happen.
I guess.
Exactly. You need something crazy. You need something like fucking, I don't know. Oh, shit. Plexiglass. You're like, all right. I'm not going to put your head through some plexiglass, so I guess that's a pretty safe word.
But Tupac is alive.
Maybe you should do like a little song, you know, like when you start out of nowhere just saying a song, you're just like, I don't know, man. All I'm saying is you got to have boundaries.
It's true.
You got to have boundaries.
You know where they are.
You got to be like, hey, there's certain things we won't get to. You know, people are into some shit and I'm down with that. You want a little choking, you want a little slapping, you want a little like your backside be a little red after we're all done, you know.
You know, like those videos where like the ass is like super red.
It depends how light-skinned chicks are, right? Because if a girl's really light-skinned, then it's fairly easy to do. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying, dog? Just fucking clack, cock back and whoosh, it's going to happen.
But then I seen that it's like it's so red, like it's starting to leave like kind of like a mark on there.
Sometimes shit gets popping off, dog. It happens. Damn. But see, it's more impressive if you do that to somebody with a lot darker skin. If you're doing that,
you want somebody like Denzel Washington, dark?
dude, if you're leaving somebody that dark, a red mark, dude, you guys went ham. Like you went ham. Really, you went ham. You were like, I bust out the paddles, kind of ham. You know what I'm saying?
Paddles. Some. See, what else is kinky?
Have you seen, like, the new thing with cosplay chicks is that thing with rope?
Yeah, man. Bitches love
What's to up tied with the up. Rope?
I've been tying knots all day.
Practicing?
Practicing.
I think that came, or that's probably came. That stems
that's
from.
That's the goal.
That stems from, I guess not, though, because I think it's been around forever. But I think what made it popular was the Shade of Grey, 50 Shades of Grey thing. Because that guy's thing was like rope, right? He was buying rope at the fucking hardware store.
Is that what he was doing?
Yeah.
I don't remember.
Dude, we saw that movie together.
Dude, all my days ran together.
We saw that movie together. We were commenting over it.
I said, you didn't tell them the whole story. We didn't go into movies like we Dick and Dick. Hand in dick with each other.
No. We watched.
Oh, John, we're gonna watch this movie together. The fuck? That's not what happened.
We did a voiceover. What is it called? A commentary.
Commentary
over the video. So it's on YouTube if you guys want to see it. But that was uncomfortable because when it got to the sex scenes, I was like, oh, this is weird to watch this with you.
I was like, hey, don't talk.
I'm like, yo, dog, I need to see your hands away from your dick.
Can you turn the light off real quick? It's been a while.
Over here wearing like a full fucking shield and shit.
Like, got any socks?
I don't want any overspray.
You got any used socks I can have?
Disgusting.
It's fine. I'll just use mine.
Disgusting. Disgusting. Did you ever see the rest of those?
No.
No? I didn't either.
After that, that was very unimpressive. tits. I was like, I'm done.
Wow, damn, dog. That movie was just such bullshit. I was like, that's not how... I was like, what? You just gonna let that dude just be an asshole and just... I guess girls do let dudes be assholes.
Mm-hmm. I love it, man.
I wonder how much of that problem is
probable. So when you're at dinner, you gotta be like... When the check comes, be like, oh, you're gonna pay for it? Like, no, you pay for it.
It's like, I thought you were gonna pay for it.
Then you leave.
You know what's funny? We laugh at that now. We laugh right now about the guy doing that. Mm-hmm. But women do that all the time.
Yeah, it's fine.
It's crazy. It's crazy. It's double standard. Yeah. Women will... I'm sure they're... Look, you know what's funny? There's been a time where women have been broke and they're like, oh, man, I'm just going to go out on a date with this guy so he can pay for my dinner, right? But we bring up these scenarios right now and it's all funny because the guy's doing it. That's such a bullshit double standard when we're talking about the women being... everything being equal. No, it's more so... They want the things that are beneficial to them to be equal and all the other shit. It's like, no, no, no. You continue to pay for dinner. It's like, no, no, no. You're paying for dinner.
Exactly.
You pay for dinner.
I'm telling you. Like, you pay for dinner. Just walk out.
I'll see you later. I meet you back at your place.
I'll be buck-ass naked, ready to go.
I meet you back at your place. I'll be the guy with the mask outside. We're just going to role play.
I'm like, I'll have my alien mask on.
Oh.
Breaking through a window.
But that's exactly it, right? Like, what if maybe your thing isn't rape porn, right? But what if your thing becomes like, oh, I only get off by wearing like a T-Rex outfit while I'm fucking right? Right?
Right? Yeah, it's true.
Like those people that are like into, what is it, furries?
Dude, the furry. So like one girl I cheated on my girlfriend with, my ex-girlfriend with.
You're going to bring this up again?
Yeah, because she was into it. She was a furry.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Like full blown?
Yeah.
Like the full suit? Like the mascot suits?
Yeah, yeah.
Wow.
That's the only reason impressive. I bring it up. Because she was furry. Watch them get like so. Thrown through the window. So. So, yeah, that's the only reason I'm bringing it up. Because she was a furry.
Like the full suit?
Yeah, full suit.
Like the 100-degree padded suit with what kind of animal? What was her thing?
It's like a fox.
Okay, that's more acceptable.
Yeah.
We should go one of those events just to fucking be weird. You just like wear like a random ass animal. Like I want to be some weird ass shit. Like I'm going to be like an octopus or shit.
Foreshadowing. You know, you've seen enough.
You've seen the animes.
Yeah, it was like a fox thing. And yeah, she's like, yeah.
So did she tell you about it? What
yeah,
is that
she told
like?
Me about everything.
So what are they getting off on? Are they actually having sex?
According to her, she wasn't having sex with her boyfriend at the time. Because, well, first thing, I saw a picture of her boyfriend. Very impressive man. Need I say that? Because I'm a goddamn man. So anyways, he was very impressive. Kind of, we thought he was a lesbian. We thought she was a lesbian.
And that was a girl?
And yeah, he was a girl, but apparently he was a dude, but whatever. But yeah, apparently she says, yeah, they have sex with their, like,
so what, there's on. Openings for their stuff?
Yeah.
Interesting. Because I've heard of furries that they don't, like, have sex. They just, like, pet each other and shit. Like, it's like they pretend they're animals.
Yeah, and some of them do that too.
Right,
and yeah.
But there's others that actually have sex.
Yeah.
Dude, can you imagine having sex in a giant mascot outfit? It's like when you're like in the fucking Rattlers Lynx outfit and you're just like, don't fuck around, dog. I break a sweat without an outfit. Can you imagine in that outfit?
You're dead.
You're fucking drenched. You'd be like dehydrated.
You're just dead
water,
in there.
Water. You're going to come out of there like you were in a sauna. Like you're just going to lose like 15 pounds.
Yeah, but.
How do you clean that fucking suit?
She said her suit smelled.
Oh, that's disgusting.
Now, to be honest, she told me she had never done it before, but she was just saying she had been around those people who.
But then why did her suit smell? From her own sweat or was it used?
Yeah, just because she would wear it all the time to the different furry events, and I guess, you know, it's hot here, so smells.
Wow, man, that's crazy. I like to interview a furry person. Not judgmentally, just kind of interview them for the other podcast and just see what the appeal is of a furry. Because if someone pets you in a fucking furry suit, you're not feeling that. Right? So a lot of it is like imaginary. Like you have to imagine and get turned on with the idea of someone petting you.
That's some strong imagination.
That's what I'm saying. Like you're essentially taking like... It's like back in the day, back in our day, because kids these days don't know what it's like. Back in our day when there was no internet and you had like imagine shit, that's essentially what you're doing.
I tried to do that like 2 months ago.
You're like, nothing happened.
Nothing fucking happened.
You're like, I couldn't even get hard.
My dick was like, what the fuck are you doing?
Yeah, like, man.
I was just trying to clean.
I don't know, man. I guess that would be the appeal, right? Like you're imagining that if someone, for example, were just to pet you as a fucking wolf, coyote or where the fuck she was, then she has to be turned on with the idea of someone petting her. It's just, it seems like it's a lot of work.
I don't know, man. I don't know.
I'd like to interview a furry person. If you're a furry, hit me up. Contact info below.
I mean,
young Anakin, you should not be listening to this one. I'm gonna tell you right now. I saw him at jiu-jitsu the other day. He was like, "Oh, your stuff's funny." I was like, "Oh, you should not be listening to those." But thanks.
Yeah. I mean, I think some of them don't have full suits. I think like some got like the head, but then like some of the like shoulders and like other areas aren't like completely covered.
Yeah, that's like a half furry, right? Like that's somebody just starting the furry kink, and they're just working on saving up the money for the full suit.
Yeah, that's probably true. Yeah, man, I got no clue how you feel. Like, that's some Barney-level imagination and shit. Like, and are we all just going to pretend that, like, fucking Barney wasn't an evil monster?
Dude, it's been a long time since I had Barney, but it was kind of... Barney was a little trippy where he just... pulled bags of shit out of his ass and he started making stuff and all of them were dinosaurs, right? And they just came out of nowhere. I mean, all those shows are kind of trippy. You look at them and you're like, what's going on? This Kia apparently is just gonna stop here and
yeah, shoot us.
Hopefully he's not loading a gun right now. So anyways, yeah, furries, man. Furries is an interesting concept because some of those, I don't think they even have sex. I think they're just getting off on, like, petting each other and acting animal-like. Like, rubbing on each other and stuff. Like, that's kind of crazy to me. Now, the ones that are just wearing, like, a fucking dog head and they're just having sex or whatever. Okay, I get that. To me, it's just like, well, that's so much work having a dog head on you because it's hot. You know, we've gone to Walmart and they have those animal head things that you could try on, which after I really think about it, it's kind of gross.
Yeah, they said people were getting lice from those.
Oh, Jesus, great.
No, I just put my balls in one. Fuck. Why?
If you think about it though, like it was hot in that thing.
Right.
So having a full furry suit with fur all over you, that's gotta be doing activities with it. That's gotta suck.
Yeah, man. And I think I saw that girl when we went to the anime convention last year.
Really?
I think it was her. Could have been somebody skinnier, but who knows?
Should have said, what up?
But it looked like the same suit she used to wear.
Did she tell you why she picked a fox? She was like, it was on sale.
She said she made it. She made the whole thing.
That's crazy, man. That's a hell of a commitment.
Yeah. Gotta look up more kinky shit for people who are into.
People are into some weird shit, man. Like that AMSMR. What is it? ASMR? Where it's just like you're watching people like doing shit, but you're really there for the listening of the noises. Like that's really big right now. And that's not like a kink, but in a way it is. Like... there's people that just watch that those videos so they could get the sound of it. I don't know exactly what it is. It's huge right now. A lot of people are really into it. And but I don't think it's like a sexual thing, but it's a thing. It's a kink in a way, right? But it's not a sexual kink. It's almost like a weird need to stimulate your ears, I guess. I don't know.
Interesting.
ASMR, what does that stand for? I'm curious now. Damn, dog, you can't hang no more.
Oh, man.
Can't hang no more.
No, I should have got maybe an actual drink.
Well, you got caffeine, but that thing's not doing shit for you. ASMR, autonomous... I can't even fucking read.
Autonomous.
Thank you. Autonomous sensory meridian response. Autonomous sensory meridian response, sometimes autosensory meridian response, is an experience categorized by a static-like or tingling sensation on the skin that typically begins on the scalp and moves down the back of the neck and upper spine. In 2010, ASMR is a relaxing, often sedative sensation that begins on the scalp and moves down the body. So what? People are listening to these videos and it's making their fucking scalp tingle? I didn't know that. Good thing I Googled it.
Interesting.
So people are watching these things and getting like goosebumps essentially? That's interesting.
What is the people doing in the videos?
Well, let's see. I'm pulling one up right now.
It's like, here's paint drying.
It's just this chick making random fucking noises with shit. She's like talking in this microphone. She's scratching the microphone.
It's the weirdest porn ever.
It's weird because for me, I don't get that response of my balls tingling or whatever that thing said.
I was thinking more of POV porn. Like,
you're like, I like to pretend that I'm that guy.
I don't. I don't even see two bodies.
You're like, look, I watch the videos with the big dudes packing heat. I'm not pretending I'm that guy.
No, but I just like to pretend like I'm the camera guy.
You're like,
taking that away from me.
I'm like, no, I like pretend I'm the dude.
I like pretend I'm the ghost who just like got in there.
You're like, I want to be the fly on the wall.
I'm like, oh, I'm the ghost in here. Oh,
what are you guys doing?
Oh, I saw this brother fucking his stepsister.
Oh. Oh, dude, those videos are fucking disturbing.
It's fine. You just gotta turn the volume down. It's fine. Oh, hey, man. Got some
ASMR you want to show me?
No, I'll show you my ASMR.
You're like, I start calling my dick.
That's right. Blasting off.
Jesus. Don't blast off near me. That's weird.
Oh, speaking of blasting off, you see that big ass, you show me that big ass Pokemon. The new Pokemon for the new Pokemon game.
Yeah, the evolution of Farfetch'd. I don't know what his name is.
Bastard ready to steal my girl.
That motherfucker is the best Pokemon they've come out with in about a decade. All these other last couple years have been trash. Trash. Objects. Random fucking objects.
Ice cream
keys.
Cone.
Swords. Ice cream cones. I've seen fucking shields bolts. Now. I've seen bolts on fucking jizz, it looks like. Like, that one thing looks like literally somebody just shot one off and then just put a bolt on top of it and it hardened. Like, is that a scorpion? What the fuck is that?
See, what the fuck is that?
It might be a scorpion, dog.
It's a leaf.
It's a leaf, but something's moving in there. That didn't work. Anyways.
What the fuck? You thought you were fucking...
I had to give it a try. You never know. How impressive would it have been, though, if that worked?
I was like, oh, shit.
Fucking knocks over the fucking...
That's why the bitches be calling him back.
I try to like blow air and it was like fucking 20 feet away.
Yeah, he's 2 miles away. He's like, oh, that leaf will fill it.
But see, how impressive would it have been if the fucking... This thing just knocked over, fell a chair.
Just a cricket.
Oh, just a cricket. If a fucking table flew over, you're like, oh shit.
Like, oh. Wonder I can't get a hold of him.
Busy, dog.
Bitches be drenched. Anyways, yeah. Yeah, that new Pokemon is still my girl.
Oh, yeah, it's pretty legit, man. It actually is cool looking. It makes sense. It's
a 12-pack.
It works for the fact that it's a Sword and Shield expansion.
He got his abs.
He's cocky looking. He's got a big ass fucking sword where you're like, is this representing his fucking gigantic dick, aka confidence?
Absolutely.
He's just like, patow. And you're like, wow, geez.
Absolutely.
That leak, is it a leak? That's what he's got. Is like four times his height.
Yeah.
I'm like, chill, bro.
He's like, what's up? He's like, I'm a grower, not a shower. Oh, I told you.
Oh, shit.
Fucking doubted me.
But anyways, yeah.
Well, I'm back.
The memes that came out of that are hilarious. Like, people were just really
fucking.
Gotta
make sure that dude's in his Pokeball at all times.
He'd be stealing everybody's
girl. Yeah, he's gonna sell everybody. He's gonna fuck your Pikachu.
Fuck your Pikachu. He's like, come here, Pikachu, start shoving.
He's like, hey, you know what this leak is for? I'll show you.
He's like, what's a special move? Pegging. What?
He's gonna fuck your fuck your girl too.
Fuck everything.
He's a traveling partner.
Horrible.
Ash better watch out.
Horrible dog.
Hey man. Just saying. Oh man, I got some dark web news for you.
Oh, what is that? What's going on?
So it's not dark web, it's just random news from the haunted internet webs. Creepy news from the internet. Hey, that's my new segment. Creepy news from the internet.
Was the creepy stuff happen?
So, you know those Ring doorbells?
Oh, yeah.
So, yeah. My sister been wanting one, right? And fucking Optimus Prime over here.
Yeah.
She's been wanting one. And I'm like, look.
For what?
For security purposes. And
the camera system.
Yeah. And so I'm like, no, don't get one of those because the weirdest shit always happens to people who have those things. Because weirdos see you have one of those and then they're like, oh, let me go fucking lick the camera or put my dick out or show my asshole. Yeah, it does.
Really?
Show my asshole to it. Something. Yeah, it does. Like, go on YouTube, look up for like weird shit that happens on Ring videos. Ton of shit. So, so this one was a little more weird than normal. Because normally people are like, hey.
Here's your package.
Yeah, and then just whip out your dick. Yeah, exactly. Simple, right?
Just smack it with your
dick. Yeah, yeah. Or people knock on your doorbell and like, hey, I'm here to sell you some insurance. And then they're really just trying to rob you. You know, shit like that, right?
Right, right.
So this one was weird. So this lady was putting some stuff away or going into her house, and then her Ring doorbell was there, and it was like, hey, lady, please help me. Please help me. And then the lady was like, what the fuck? And supposedly the voice wasn't coming from the speaker, but like that's the only place it could be coming from. Because, you know, the Ring doorbell has a speaker so you can talk out of it.
But then, like, what'd the camera show?
There wasn't nobody around.
That's weird.
Just the lady. And so she called the cops and she played them the video. And they're like, yeah, that's fucking weird. And they checked the whole house. Nobody there. So people
are
like,
you're on your weird fucking shit, aren't you?
I told you it was creepy news from the
weird
interwebs. Didn't I tell you?
Yeah, sometimes you wonder. My uncle, I think, has one of those things. And he's got... Do they have other stuff instead of just a doorbell camera?
Yeah.
They got, like cameras, mess, too, right? Yeah. Like, they got a whole setup. I was talking to Splinter Cell about some of that shit. Actually, my parents want some shit like that. But, you know, I don't know, man. There's a lot of options now. They got all kinds of shit.
There's one called Nest, I believe.
There's Nest. There's Ring. There's, you know... It depends if you want the shit, like, at the doorbell. And whether or not you want stuff that's, like, waterproof or not. Mm-hmm. Or if you're going to do it outside, inside. So many fucking options. It all runs off of Wi-Fi. I mean, you can get some hardcore shit if you want to run wires through your house, though. That's a little bit more work.
Mm-hmm. But, yeah, so that was weird. Then some other people caught a ghost going through their like, drive. Not their driveway, but, like, the road in front of their house. And so... That was interesting. They see like a white like thing going across their like driveway, and they had a full security camera like system, like you were saying. And so they're like eating dinner or whatever, and they're like talking, and then like the dude is like looking at the, I guess he has the screen up like on the TV or whatever, which is kind of weird why he would have it up. But then, I mean, it was in California, so you know, people can get murdered at any time over there. So he has it up, and then he's like, he like looks at the screen. He's like, gives it like a curious look. He's like, then he walks towards it, and he's like, the fuck is that? And then you like see him like doing that on the like recording. And then, yeah, they show what they're looking at. Yeah, it's kind of like a white little figure, like, going across the street.
You can get some cool shit. I saw a company that does a camera system where it'll show you, like, 8 hours worth of content, but it kind of overloops it. So you can kind of see only the things that moved, and then you can pinpoint the things, yeah, and then find out what time that happened, yeah, and then go. It's really weird. The technology is really
cool. That was the next one I got. Some dude had that, just that, because it only, like, clicks on when something's in front of it.
Yeah.
So, one was, it clicked on, and there was, like a spider web that went on it, because, like, the camera's that sensitive, right?
Damn.
Yeah. So, like, a spider web went on, and then you're like, okay, nothing to see here. And then, like, but in the background, you see, like, a shadow, and it's, like, it looks kind of like a person, kind of, like, peeks out of, like, the bushes or some shit. But it's not like, it doesn't look like a person. It looks like some kind of weird shit.
Fucking Slender Man and shit?
Yeah, yeah. It looks just like that shit. And then you're like, well, maybe that's why the thing turned on, right? Maybe that's why the camera turned on. And then you see it there, but then the camera turns off. So you're like, okay, the fuck? You're like, so that's not what turned the camera on. And you're like, second thing, the camera didn't turn on again. So whatever the fuck that was, is just free to roam wherever because the camera didn't turn on again. So, okay.
So much harder to get away with shit nowadays. Like, if you wanted to do any, like, you know, debaucherous shit, like, his camera's fucking everywhere now. His camera's everywhere now. And not just, like, cameras, but also, like, people have phones and phones have cameras. And
you know what's crazy? We're so lucky because we lived in the ghetto all those years. And we would come home, like, at fucking 4 o'clock in the morning. Nobody ever tried to shoot us.
Yeah, right. All the times we were wandering in the streets all the time, and then we just got home and we're like, fuck it.
We just walked to the door like it was fucking nothing. Especially yeah. My parents, who are assholes, locked all the fucking doors.
They're trying to be safe. They're like, Ruben will eventually make it in. If not, it wasn't meant to be.
And then one time my mom was like, well, why'd you make so much noise? I'm like, I don't know, because you locked all the fucking doors. Is that maybe why?
It's in the hood, dog. You gotta be careful.
Yeah, I guess so. Fucking bitch.
Well, that's it, man. That was our hour. Any last words? Anything you want to tell people?
Watch out for that. What did I say? Bull semen?
Watch out for the bull semen ranch. No joke. That's no joke.
Make you strong, though. Strong as hell.
And guys, if you're looking to settle down with your woman and you want to know what you got in store, go check that car in that little bathroom. You know what's that's up. Right.
Fill up on that bull semen. Give her long clout.
That's right. So we'll probably see you guys maybe next week or maybe the week after. I got to have some shit done. I got to have a procedure done.
Ball,
you know?
Surgery.
No, it's like dick surgery. Dog. What's happening is that like I'm getting too lightheaded and then I'm just like passing out.
You got to reduce.
I got to reduce a little bit.
Put some more veins in there.
Yeah, it's just I need the blood flow to be better. So that way I don't pass out when I'm giving dick out. You know what I'm saying? So
like, I haven't nutted in 2 years.
Pretty backed up. So if... depending on how I'm feeling, we might do one next week. If I'm not up to par...
You're going
to
be like, oh. You sound like Kanye on the...
Oh, yeah, I'm through the like Kanye. He doesn't sound like, that bad, to be honest with you.
Kid. I'm a grown-ass kid.
So
I
we'll
swear
see.
I should be locked up for the stupid shit that I did.
But I might try to get the other podcast out for the other podcast, since that one's... I have one ready, kind of, I think. So... we'll see. But if not, we'll see you guys either next week or the week after.
That's right. Bull semen.